This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Santa Fe School Board has decided not to put school resource officers in the two high schools. Reasons range from the ability to find police officers or retired ones to do the job, to the money, to spending it not on armed protection but on helping students with mental or behavioral problems. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Board President Stephen Carrillo wants to spend about $200,000 for the officers, three of them, but none of the other board members would support him, wouldn't even buy into a study session on the issue. The idea is to help protect students, teachers, and staff against shooters on campus. At one point, it was noted that an SRO stopped a shooter in Maryland in March, but another board member pointed out that another SRO hid from the shooter in Florida. Santa Fe School Board just plainly doesn't want armed guards on campus. One board member said it was unfair to have them on the high school campuses, but not the other schools. Still others said that finding them would be a problem, especially considering that the Santa Fe Police Department has 26 vacancies. So the question that hangs out there is, what would happen if there was an active shooter incident on one of the high school campuses in Santa Fe? More after this. Topic number two, and perhaps the final word on this one, the now-defunct Entrada from Fiestas de Santa Fe. Fiestas was last weekend, and traditionally on Friday there would have been the Entrada, the ceremonial re-entry into Santa Fe by Don Diego de Vargas and his court. For nearly 100 years, it was a symbol of the reconquest of Santa Fe by de Vargas and the conquistadors in kicking off the annual fiestas. This year, as a compromise with groups of Native Americans and others, the Entrada was replaced with an event at the Community Convention Center attended by numerous tribal leaders, the Fiesta Council, Caballeros de Vargas, and Mayor Alan Weber. Former Isleta Pueblo Governor Paul Torres, who is the chair of the All Pueblo Council of Governors, said, quote, "Today marks a new beginning as we lay the past to rest through our mutual acknowledgement of the pain, agony, and suffering that took place, and through our shared pardon. We take the first steps of a new journey from this day forward," end quote. Mayor Weber said, quote, "We gather because we're ready to accept our past, embrace our present, and create our future as one people and one community. We stand at this moment, at this hinge of history, able to look behind us unflinchingly, because we know that the way forward for us all requires compassion and forgiveness by us all, to us all," end quote. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
As always, things may not remain the same but move forward. This will be the new tradition, and in 100 years, remembered much as the old Entrada. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.